district of Tyre, and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Gospel of the Lord.
says in the gospel, to the land of the Gerasenes, into the hills, and he meets this demoniac who is filled with the legion of demons. Do you remember the story about the man who was filled with the legion of demons? And he would go about the hills and nobody could restrain him. And he goes up to Jesus and he says, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And in that story, when Jesus is in the Decapolis in that land for the first time, when he meets this man who is filled with legion, he casts those demons out of that man, and they enter the neighboring herd of swine. might not really matter. And no one is ever really going to remember me. But Jesus says, hey, you know what? Maybe think again. One person might be a lot more powerful than they ever believe. We might not ever see for ourselves the fruits of our lives, but that doesn't mean the fruit of our lives doesn't happen. And it doesn't mean that the grace that God bestows to us and through us doesn't make an enormous difference for those who come after us. We have to keep that in mind. We have to be able to trust in God in that way, which can be a hard